Yeah. Got a new show for y'all.
Got a damn good show.
Yeah.
Before we start the show, remember everybody, you can always support the Harsh Twins at officialharshtwins.com. Pick you out a patriotic hat or t-shirt today. Or maybe a white privilege card.
Yeah.
Or maybe some berry products. Use discount code Chinese Virus. I'm going to give you 20% off.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to talk about the whole Mikael Bryant incident from the media's perspective.
Yeah.
Right? And this is totally what's wrong with this country.
Yeah.
The media, Democrat politicians.
Yeah.
They don't tell it how it is. They're
exploiting people's deaths, man.
They exploit tragedies for political gain.
Yeah. That's their whole agenda. They don't spread the truth. They spread disinformation.
Yeah. But anyway, check out the press secretary?
I don't know, man. I don't know what the hell she is. At first, I thought she was maybe a janitor and she got lost and was taking questions one day. Because she never answers questions. She sidesteps everything.
Well, look who she works for.
it's true.
How can you do that job?
You a professional liar that worked for Joe Biden.
All right, check out.
She was a child. We're thinking of her friends and family and the communities that are hurting and grieving her loss. We know that police violence disproportionately impacts Black and Latino people and communities, and that Black women and girls, like Black men and boys, experience higher rates of police violence.
You know what she said? They're thinking of her family and her loved ones. Are y'all thinking about that girl's neck that she was aiming for? How about her face? Does that even matter? I know she was a kid, but that's no excuse to be acting violently. There's people in our prison system under the age of 16 for triple, double homicide.
I mean, just, yeah.
Children can be more dangerous than adults.
Yeah, and it's like, y'all keep mentioning that she's Black, she's only 16. And you know what? Those are factors that has nothing to do with nothing.
Yeah.
The only thing mattered. It wasn't her gender, wasn't her race.
Yeah.
Wasn't her age. The only thing mattered in this situation.
She's got a butcher knife. That's not a knife. That's a butcher's knife.
She could take that knife, slam it deep inside of your chest, just have the handle hanging out, right? Yeah. 3 inches going to be hanging out your back. The girl that in all pink, she felt like she was about to get stabbed. Why else would she pick her damn knee up and put up between her? I mean, she like, damn.
That girl was doing yoga.
She thought she was finna get...
She was doing some type of new yoga move, man. Her damn leg was up by her face, man.
Yeah. That bitch has never been up that high before.
Well, you
do crazy stuff when you're
girls are flexible, man. They can... Yeah. They can... Girls, when it comes to their legs, man, they can put them behind their head.
All right, shut up. Hey, let's get serious on this.
I'm just saying women are a whole lot more flexible.
As a man, I'm fully aware of that.
Me too.
I didn't put them to the test. Let's get to the... Now, I don't like how they spin in this horrible tragedy. See, yeah. I think it's evil to exploit somebody's death. That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
But I think it's evil when they point out that statistics that Black people are disproportionately killed when coming into contact with police.
And which is a fact. I mean, people are dying at a high rate. That's nothing new.
Yeah, but also you go to Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
This is on the front of Twitter. I'm going to read this. Columbus police have killed the second highest number of children of any law enforcement agency since 2013, according to a police accountability data. So, I mean, you're lying by omission.
Yeah, you're missing a lot of context. If you were to be fact-checked, you would be considered fake news because you're leaving out very important details of each instance a young person has lost a life at the hands of a cop, or you're spreading disinformation because you're not giving the details of every Black man that was shot and killed by a police officer.
And they're talking about children here, though.
Yeah.
They're talking about children. So they're applying that Columbus police, where this incident happened, is out here gunning down kids.
Yeah. I mean, what was these kids doing when they were shot by police? Were they playing hide-and-go-seek, hopscotch, cards, kickballs, softball,
Or maybe these kids are playing hide and go stab a bitch. That's very important information you're leaving out. You're making it seem like police officers are running or patrolling streets and they seeing black kids. Say, I got a couple.
Got a couple kids at the park. They on the merry-go-round. Let's go see what they doing.
Spotted and caught a couple flies.
I mean, don't y'all see what the media's doing? Yeah. This Micaiah Bryant incident is a perfect example.
Yeah.
I mean, if
that anybody, intentionally.
Don't you keep cutting me off for?
No. You know, Micaiah Bryant, did you see early when this story broke? Mainstream media was actually editing out the knife.
Yeah, they wasn't showing it. They was just saying black girl, 16-year-old black girl was shot and killed.
Yeah, that's why I cut you off, man. That's a very important detail.
Okay,
man. But they actually didn't report that.
I mean, who fights with a knife? I mean, somebody's fighting with a knife. I mean, everybody knows that's a deadly object. You think they just want to, like, put a couple divots in your chest, make you bleed a lot just to scare you?
Cut a smile in your neck just to show you that I'm serious?
Yeah, no, they got that knife. They swinging at you because they want to kill you.
Yeah, or maim you at the very least. Slash your face up. I remember a black guy put a knife on me, man, because he is jealous of my pretty green eyes. He thought I slept with his girlfriend, which I did. I did sleep with her.
Hey, man, let's get
But I wasn't about to tell him with that knife up to my face.
Why are you bringing that up?
Just saying, man. Just trying to give you some proof that when somebody's got a knife, they want to do great bodily harm to you. That's why I lied to my friend and told him, hey, I did not sleep with her 15 times.
He wasn't a friend. He was an acquaintance.
No, he's a friend, man. I used to play basketball with him.
That's an acquaintance. I mean, if he was really your friend, would you have done that?
No, he just pissed, man, because I was schooling him in basketball and I slept with his girl.
All right. Hey, Kim. Let's get serious on this.
He threw that light skin in that country accent. It triggered his ass.
Okay, let me say this. Now, how the press secretary, Twitter's playing this. Okay. Yeah. These incidents with children and police.
Yeah.
Did y'all investigate each and every, all five incidents?
Nope.
I mean, if all five incidents was Micaiah Bryant type stuff,
right?
Then the cops are well within their rights to fill them up.
It's regardless of what their age are.
The age has nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a girl, I think in Ohio as well, she got stabbed to death. She was only 13, and I think the other person that stabbed to death was like 13.
She's being charged.
And she was charged for, I mean, what does the age have to do with anything?
Yeah.
I don't care if you 12 and you got a knife up to my neck. I'm praying there's a cop or I got the strength to get you off of me before you stab me.
Yeah.
Age has nothing to do with it.
It's just an excuse, man. It's just an excuse.
No, I mean, it's the media using tragedy, exploiting death for political gain.
But
and,
you know what, Keith?
People on the left, y'all don't see that. Why don't y'all see that?
Because they don't think for themselves, man. You know these people are idiots. They're dumb, man. They're dumb. They're stupid. They know what they're doing. Mainstream media, they know what they're doing. But their constituents, they're morons. You can't help those people.
Can't help them.
Yeah, you can't fix stupid.
Yeah, you're right. They get stupid.
You better off talking to that brick wall over there.
Speaking of stupid, I was watching Fox News. And Juan, the dude's name's Juan, right?
Yeah, he's one of those African Puerto Rican guys. He got that good hair, too. So he both Puerto Rican, Mexican, and black.
Yeah,
I don't know what he is, but I'm pretty sure he doesn't consider himself African. He's probably one. What they call that one?
His name is Juan, too.
Yeah, Juan. I don't know no black dude's name, Juan. What was that? That army officer, they was calling him. They wasn't calling him African-American or black-American. They was calling him Afro-Latino.
Oh, that dude from Virginia.
I think that's what Juan is, man. I think he went them Afro-Latinos.
He double minority.
Yeah, he a double minority.
Look what this
double stupid, too.
Yeah, look what this guy had to say about the Micaiah Bryant incident and how they should have handled this.
Well, I guess I would shoot the gun, not necessarily at somebody, but maybe shoot the gun and maybe, you know, run at the person and try to disarm them. I don't know. I mean,
so wait. You would shoot the gun in the air like a warning shot?
Hopefully to distract or to try to stall or something so I could get, or my partner could get the knife away, I see, is what I would say. Well, I don't know. I mean, taking someone's life is pretty strong. I don't either. I don't either, Jesse. I mean, Jesse, policing is tough work. But all I'm saying is, you know, I think that woman with the knife is a danger to society. It's certainly a danger to the other person, and we want her to stop and be disarmed. I just also think that killing a human is pretty radical.
Hey, Juan, you think killing a person is radical? You having a job on Fox News is pretty radical to me. You crazy as hell. What kind of Andy Griffith? This ain't Mayberry, dude. You ain't Barney Fife. You gonna shoot a warning shot and kill your neighbor walking down the street?
I mean, you do realize, Juan, when you shoot a gun up into the air, it doesn't just go into outer space and float among the planets. It comes back down. It can kill you.
Juan, what goes up must come down. Imagine you walking down the road, some white police officer shoots a warning shot in the sky. You walking down the street in some flip-flops, some board shorts, and walking your damn dumb-ass chihuahua. And that bullet come down and hit you in the head. The first thing you gonna say, he shot me because I was black. He saw an innocent black man walking down the street.
Yeah.
Doing good for himself, walking his chihuahua. He tried to shoot me. That's what you would say, Juan. You Afro-Latino.
Hey,
warning shot. A warning shot?
I mean, he had...
Cop gets out of the car with a shotgun. Boom! Next one's going in you, asshole. Is that what you would have did, Juan? Maim about five people over his family. Blind about three people. So you can get the person with the knife's attention. Now, that's radical.
Hey, let me say this. I mean,
you the token black liberal Negro on Fox. You make all them look super smart.
I think that's why he's there. Let me say this.
Yeah, we'll play like it's his friend, but you know, he says the stupidest things. We're going to look brilliant. We don't even have to try.
Yeah. Hey, so, I mean, like, Joe Biden gets a lot of flack for saying stupid stuff, and they say, you know, he's lost his fastball. He lost his fastball. He's getting up there in age and that.
Yeah.
But you know what? This dude's been...
He didn't lost his stroke. He didn't lost his fastball. He lost his good eye. He didn't lost his stroke. He lost his curveball. He lost everything, right? He didn't lost his mojo.
Yeah, but this dude has been a complete doofus for, like, ever.
Yeah.
Right? Check out this video that's on YouTube. It was uploaded 8 years ago.
This is where I think Juan got his advice.
Yeah.
Thanks. Kate Ernest has the next question. She asks, do you believe that banning certain weapons and high-capacity magazines will mean that law-abiding citizens will then become more of a target to criminals, as we will have no way to sufficiently protect ourselves?
Is this Parents Magazine?
It is.
I have Parents Magazine at home. I've never heard anybody in Parents Magazine ask these kinds of questions, but I'm delighted to answer them.
You never read that shit.
First of all, the idea that... repeat the last part of the question.
A ban goes into effect on certain kinds of weapons and high-capacity magazines.
And what's your name?
Kate.
Kate, if you want to protect yourself, get a double-barrel shotgun, have the shells, a 12-gauge shotgun, and I promise you, as I told my wife, we live in an area that's wooded and somewhat secluded. I said, Jill, if there's ever a problem, just walk out on the balcony here or walk out... Put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house. I promise you, whoever's ever coming in is not going to. You don't need an AR-15. It's harder to aim, it's harder to use, and in fact, you don't need 30 rounds to protect yourself. Buy a shotgun.
He's dead serious.
Hey, Joe, I think you're trying to get your wife killed and your neighbor. That's horrible advice to give your wife. Your wife. That's your wife. I'm going to tell my wife to aim cinema ass.
Yeah.
Because if you miss high, if you miss low, you're going to get them in the nuts.
And I mean, that's got a good, what do you call it? That's got a good spread on the shotgun. You just in that vicinity. You aim it. You miss. You stood and blew them to pieces.
Nah. Yeah. I'd rather have a rifle, though.
I mean, what I'm saying is.
Joe's a dumbass.
And he's always has been.
Yeah.
I mean,
just out of touch, man.
They think what goes up in the air doesn't come back down. And with the shotgun, that's like 100 times worse.
Yeah, that's reckless endangerment. Warning shots?
Well, he said he lived.
What if you kill a pigeon flying?
Hey.
Or some birds.
Some birds.
Would you take out a damn nest full of little babies in there?
Hey.
All lives matter, Joe.
Hey, Kevin. Hey.
What, man?
I was going to say something and I forgot, man.
You won't let me talk. I'm just trying to make a point, man. You can't. Well, give warning shots.
Well, he said he lives in a secluded wooded area, like the country. Hey, Joe, everybody don't live in the country. You do that where I live at, you're going to kill somebody.
Yeah. You're going to kill your neighbor.
It's just horrible advice.
Yeah.
These people have low IQ. Joe Biden has low IQ.
Yeah. If you're worried more about a criminal's life than your own, that criminal doesn't care about you. A lot of times these home invasions, they will kill you. They will rape your wife. You telling her to give warning shots? You are the most stupidest white man I've ever heard.
Man, you hit the nail on. That's a good point. Man, you care about the damn intruder's life more than you care about you and your family.
You crazy as hell, Joe. I know if you are ever involved in a shootout with your Secret Service, you're not going to tell these people to give warning shots, are you?
Yeah. He also
you're
told
not going to tell them to shoot them in the feet or toes or anything,
that's
right?
What he said before. You don't have to shoot them to kill. Shoot them in the legs or something.
Yeah. Joe, you're just a dumbass. It's not your fault.
I hate when people are trying to change how police officers' job description and what the tools they need.
Yeah.
Like these politicians. But if they're wrong, who's got to pay that price? That police officer.
Yeah.
I mean, like, they're bringing up that police officers shouldn't have guns for some traffic stops.
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
It's just the politicians on the left are just stupid, and then they always exploit situations like this for political gain. They're just evil people.
You got one on Fox telling people what he would do if he was a police officer. He's never did that job before. And you have governors, you have mayors talking about some police officers don't need a weapon to perform traffic citations. It's just stupid because they're not going to pay that price if that person jumps out of that car with a gun.
Yeah, and I want to get back to what this I saw on Twitter about Columbus police having killed the second highest number of children of any law enforcement agency since 2013. Mm. And they always say black people are killed at a disproportionate rate compared to white people.
Everybody knows that, Captain Obvious.
Yeah, but if y'all really want to get to the root of the problem,
yeah.
If you really want to see what's really going on, you would examine each and every situation where somebody lost their life and see what happened.
And you would clarify each and every detail of every case of every child or black person who was killed in America. And that study will show, without a shadow of a doubt, that these people are not being hunted down like animals.
Yeah, they're dangerous. They have knives. They're about to stab people. They're about to shoot people. They're fighting with the police officers.
They're resisting arrest.
They're making the whole situation. I mean, if people just would not resist arrest.
Yeah.
I mean.
That 99.9% of the problem is fixed.
Yeah. But see, they're preying on the ignorance of people.
Yeah.
Like you people on the left that vote Democrat, y'all are some of the most ignorantest people. I mean, I used to be ignorant. That's why I voted Democrat. But if y'all would just stop to think, they're leaving out key information.
Yeah. If
they preying on your ignorance. You don't know the details of every incident.
You're like PolitiFact, if they were to fact check that, that's disinformation. They're lying by omission.
Yeah.
Very important details, missing context. That's what fact checkers should be out there doing. You know, killing disinformation. But they're only out there killing
conservative views.
Conservative views. Because that's and what the press secretary said and what who wrote that? Washington Post?
The Insider.
The Insider? Just disinformation is fake news. It's false news. Yeah. It's misleading. It's horrible. It's nothing based on facts. It's misleading context.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
I mean, if cops was really, like, just doing black people wrong.
Yeah. You would have proof.
You would have so much proof at this point.
You don't have to even dig up every detail. Just look at the cases over the last several years.
I mean,
Dante Wright. I mean, all these people.
That like, was what a horrible accident.
That was just a horrible accident. But guess what? These police officers are never going to be perfect. Yeah. Never. If Dante Wright never committed a crime, at the very least, if Dante Wright would have not resisted arrest, he would still be alive.
Yeah. I mean,
and the majority of these incidents where black people lost their life, if they didn't resist, they would still be alive.
Yeah. And then you got LeBron James, somebody of influence, a black man. And you just yeah. you're making things so much worse. This dude stood up for Jacob Blake.
Yeah.
The guy that's paralyzed, the cop shot.
Yeah.
He was out there victimizing his wife, his girlfriend, or whatever she was. She called right. the cops on him.
Right.
He resisted arrest, had a knife on him. Cops end up shooting him.
Yeah, they tried to tase him too, right?
Yeah, they tried to tase him, tried to do all of that. And LeBron James coming to his defense, yeah. coming to Mekhi Bryant's defense. It's like LeBron James has an infatuation with criminals and knives.
Yeah, he's coming to the defense of criminals, not our police officers.
When has LeBron James stood up for, like, the little kids that lost their lives, like the kid, the little girl in the McDonald's yeah. drive-thru? Yeah. When has LeBron James came to the defense of police officers that dies hundreds a year yeah. trying to keep these inner cities, these black communities safe? When yeah. has he stood up for those people?
Yeah, but he'll stand up for Black Lives Matter and abolishing
criminals.
Police.
And criminals.
Yeah. What you're spreading, LeBron, is only going to hurt black inner cities. You're not going to help them. There's a simple fix to this problem. If black people would just stop resisting arrest, 99.9% yeah. of this problem will go away. But there's no simple fix of what's going on in inner cities among black-on-black crime. That's a whole lot more complicated. Nobody wants to touch that. But what's going on with our police officers? Simple fix. Tell people to stop resisting arrest.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people saying LeBron James is not very bright. He has low IQ. He's just stupid.
He can't be that stupid.
You cannot be this stupid.
Yeah.
It almost makes me think somebody's holding a gun to his head.
It's like somebody's telling him to say these things. Because LeBron is, I forget how many championships he's won. You do not become an NBA champion and be stupid. And he's the leader on that floor for his teams, and every time they won that. Those series.
I mean, you got to have leadership skills.
You have to be smart. You have to be highly intelligent. You cannot be a moron.
Well, you don't have to be highly intelligent.
You can't be a moron.
I mean, you can't be stupid saying the stuff he's saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's a whole lot smarter than this.
He's got to be. If you was this dumb, how did you ever make it to the NBA? You would have ended up freaking getting shot by the cops or something.
Yeah.
Doing something stupid.
It's like,
I bet you ain't teaching your kids to act like Mikhail.
Yeah,
I bet you ain't teaching your sons to grow and be like Jacob Blake. Yeah. I guarantee you not. I bet you if you knew these people personally, I bet you wouldn't even have them over for your damn Christmas dinner.
Yeah, but you'll stand up for them and tweet for them and say how this was wrong. But you do the direct opposite with you and yours and your family.
Yeah.
It's like it's almost like someone's paying you to say these things.
That was a damn good show. Yeah. Mike Lindell, true patriot. He needs our help.
Here's a man who started from nothing, built a great company, great products, have seen rock bottom, have seen the worst. He ran through drug addiction.
Yeah.
I mean, this man has accomplished so much thing. He's the epitome of the American dream.
He worked hard, has a successful business, great products. And just because he supported the president of the United States, they've taken him out over 20 stores. They're banning him on social media.
Yeah.
He's having a tough time even marketing his products.
Yeah. In this country, he's a man of principle. He has employees. He's got a great product. Mm-hmm. And just because he has different political opinions, big tech wants him to go away. But we're not going to let that happen on our channel.
They want to crush this business, too. So support Mike Lindell. Go to MyPillow.com and use discount code HOGSTWINS. Get up to 60% off.
Yeah. We take care of our patriots in this country. Don't forget, go to OfficialHOGSTWINS.com. Go to the Fight Censorship tab. Hit the links. Follow us on Telegram. Follow us on Rumble. And follow us on YouTube. They haven't censored us there yet.
Yeah, they're actually being fair.
Yeah.
Go to OfficialHoggsTwins.com and pick you out a patriotic t-shirt today. Hell, I'm even giving you 20% off. Just type in discount code Chinese Virus. We call it Chinese because it's from China. We making t-shirts great again.
Yeah.